The opening line in Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice encapsulates the themes that Austen intends to explore in her novel. Austen's narrator wittily informs the reader that it is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife. Critics interpret this line with irony. A well-off man does not actually want a wife, but his society needs him to want one. Austen's novel explores the different facets that make up her society, such as familial reputation, gender, marriage, and money. Austen establishes that income and subsequent social status determines a man's desirability in the marriage market. Alternatively, a woman's desirability in the marriage market is determined primarily by her family's social status. Inheritance laws during this time period usually skip the women in the family in favor of a male relative, no matter how distantly related the male relative may be to the property's original owners. Women's livelihood depends on both their family's fortune and the skills they acquire through a proper education in society. In the novel, Miss Bingley lists skills and topics that a woman must be knowledgeable in. Genteel women were expected to have knowledge in music, singing, drawing, dancing, and the modern languages. Women were further expected to be skilled homemakers and craftswomen. They were expected to conduct themselves with decorum, demonstrating elegance and propriety to maximize their desirableness. While knowledge of embroidery, the world, and the arts was considered necessary for a woman to be well-educated, her education often failed to directly equal greater income. Instead, women leveraged these skills to bolster their desirability in the marriage market. Before marriage, genteel women relied on their father's income for their livelihood. As adults, these women were not afforded the same economic opportunities as the men in their society. Instead, marrying a wealthy suitor was the only way for a young woman to guarantee financial security. During this time period, needlework was deemed the most important craft that women were expected to master. The ability to run and manage a household was an important skill for a woman to have, and women who excelled in the skill were deemed more valuable in the marriage market, thus attracting the attention of valuable suitors. Needlework had both aesthetic and practical uses as a skill. Women were able to create beautiful imagery to make the living space more appealing, whether that be designs on curtains or pillowcases. Needlework's practical uses included being able to perform basic mending on clothing and fabric, which was an economical way to extend the longevity of expensive garments and fabric. Needlework is not prominently featured in the novel, but Austen does casually mention that Elizabeth performs some needlework while she's visiting her sister at Netherfield Park. The ease in which Elizabeth takes on the craft demonstrates how pervasive and mundane the task was in this society. Needlework encourages multitasking. Elizabeth is able to productively create something while simultaneously engaging in the social environment. Elizabeth was likely creating a design she found out of a pattern book, which included designs that emulated the natural world around them. Needlework designs focused on capturing a cleaner version of the outside world. Her designs likely incorporated elements such as flowers. I chose to embroider a peacock feather, partially to emulate the designs inspired by nature that Elizabeth also would have been creating. I also chose to embroider a peacock feather because the peacock symbolizes pride, and the imagery was present in the book's art from even the early days of publication. Pride and Prejudice was originally published anonymously in 3 hardcover volumes. Although the first edition does not obviously feature peacock feathers, the book's deep green cover art visually reflects the peacock's aesthetic. Further, the first edition's spine has gold banding that mimics the classic peacock feather. The novel received mostly good reviews and was popular from the initial publication, as evidenced by the second editions being published later that same year. Austen's narrative style makes it appear that her writing lacks tragedy. She uses free, indirect discourse to provide the readers with insight into the characters' internal dialogue, in addition to their interactions with each other. Free, indirect discourse allows Austen to highlight internal conflicts, specifically how tension affects Darcy and Elizabeth's relationships with each other. The novel's title identifies both characters' vices. Darcy is prideful, and Elizabeth is prejudiced. Darcy's pride becomes apparent when he rejects Bingley's attempts at getting him to dance with Elizabeth. He says that she is tolerable, but not handsome enough to tempt him. Darcy insults Elizabeth, which leads her to believe that he is uninterested in her. However, Darcy's internal dialogue informs the reader otherwise. After becoming better acquainted with Elizabeth, Darcy comes to believe that were it not for the inferiority of her connections, he should be in some danger. Darcy experiences tension as he attempts to reconcile his growing feelings for Elizabeth. Elizabeth also experiences tension. She attempts to reconcile her negative feelings about Darcy with the positive qualities that his loved ones attribute to him. Bingley defends his friend, and Darcy's maid defends her master, which surprises Elizabeth. Although the readers are privy to both Darcy and Elizabeth's inner conflicts, the two characters present themselves as unaffected by the other. Tension was crucial for my embroidery. When the fabric is too tough or rigid, pulling the needle through became incredibly difficult. Fabrics like denim made my hands hurt when I embroidered too long. For this project, the fabric was easy to work with, but the design's intricacies combined with my lack of skill made the embroidery floss tangle on the back. At times, I was weaving the needle and thread through knotted clumps of embroidery floss. Pushing through the extra layers created unwanted and unnecessary tension. While tension can present challenges, the pressure was also beneficial. While embroidering the peacock feather, I quickly realized that the tension provided by the embroidery hoop was tremendously helpful for creating clean stitches. When the fabric was stretched taut on the hoop, I was able to make multiple chain stitches in quick succession. The needle weaved through the fabric faster, and I often had to pull on the excess fabric to create more tension as I completed the project. Although the tension that came from trying to weave the needle through the entangled embroidery floss tested my patience, the tension was overall both helpful and necessary to successfully complete my project. process provided insight for how important tension is for the novel's plot development. Without good tension, the embroidery process is frustrating and painstakingly slow. The tension between Elizabeth and Darcy caused them to eventually develop respect for each other, which would become the basis for their romance. Darcy's proposal was both pretentious and presumptuous, as he assumed that Elizabeth would graciously accept his proposal because she would materially and socially benefit from marrying Darcy. Elizabeth rejects Darcy on principle, as she refuses to marry someone who scorns her family and upbringing. The contradiction between the acceptance Darcy expected to receive from his proposal and the reprimanding that Elizabeth gave him forced him to be introspective. His successful introspection leads to positive character development that dissipates Elizabeth's prejudice towards him. Through mediating the tension they both experience with each other, Darcy and Elizabeth are able to successfully challenge their own worldviews.